Welcome to another Buy and Sell Real Estate Podcast California for the Central Valley. I'm here with my stunning co-host, Desiree Solis. How are you doing, Des?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
You know, I'm fantastic. Thanks for asking. I'm really excited to talk about our little talk today.
I am too. I'm so excited. Yes.
I think a lot of people don't consider this.
No, I sometimes forget to consider it too.
Right?
Yeah. It's a great idea. Definitely.
It is. And all right, well, let's get into it. So the great idea we're talking about is I think a lot of people aren't aware that if you're a first time home buyer, a lot of times you find yourself in the FHA loan world, right? You're getting an FHA loan. And what a lot of people don't realize is FHA doesn't just lend on single family homes.
Nope.
They will lend 2 to 4 units. So a duplex, a triplex, a fourplex. Now, the caveat is I'll start, Deb, with the loan stuff, right? Okay. So the caveat is okay, you got to live in one of the units.
Have
okay.
To.
Yes. It's owner occupied triplex or duplex or quad or fourplex, right? So you got to live in one of the units. So let's be clear. But the nice thing is it's an FHA loan. So you're going to get great FHA rates and it's only 3.5% down.
Yes.
So, I mean, just consider this. If there's an investor out there who's trying to buy a fourplex, he's got to put 20-25% down to buy it, right? Mm-hmm. So now you're coming in as an FHA first-time home buyer, buying a triplex or something, you're only 3% down. But you got to live in one of the units.
Yeah.
Well, you got to live in.
Subsidize that income. It's great.
That's right. Yeah. Let's talk about it. So if, and again, I don't think your thoughts on the ideal person to buy as a first-time home buyer, to buy a triplex or fourplex, probably not somebody with like 3 kids and
probably
5 cars.
Not. Probably not. No, that's probably not the ideal situation for, you know, a starter for a family. I mean, it could be if it's a, you know, if you can get a duplex with a 3-bedroom, you know,
yeah,
2-car garages. I've seen those.
Yeah.
I mean, if you aren't looking to invest in real estate, then it might not be something if you're just looking for that home. I think definitely for someone who's looking long-term wise and wanting to invest in real estate, I mean, this is a great starter for sure.
Yeah.
A great person.
So let's go for it. Let's like pros, like what we see is some of the pros, if I was going to do this.
I would say the rental income is going to offset your payment. So you're
perfect.
Looking at that mortgage payment. You're going to basically, it's like you have a tenant, but they're not living in your house, like not renting out a room. You're renting out a whole other unit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And I know that on FHA, when you do this, that rental income that you would be getting from the unit helps you qualify. It helps
so
it
is included.
Yeah. Yeah. So it helps you qualify. So you can qualify for more, you know, so the rental income, like you said, helps offset your payment. Number one, and number two helps you qualify for a little bit more. Mm-hmm. What else?
The higher loan amounts, right?
Yeah.
Which people don't realize because there are caps on FHA loans per county. So, I mean, that definitely makes a difference. So you have a little bit more play in there. And from what we've talked about, the loan limits are actually pretty feasible. So
they're pretty unreal. Yeah, they're pretty unreal. Let's talk about those. Like, for example, what is it? San Benito. In San Benito County, like for a duplex, what are we at there? I think we're
1.472-250.
Goodness. So 1.4, almost 1.5 million for a duplex in San Benito County. So that really, I mean, think about that. That opens up more, you know, more opportunity if you're a first time home buyer. And, you know, you're right, Des. I've seen plenty of duplexes that are actually really cool. It's like a 3-2 connected to another 3-2, and they each have their own garage. And so, I mean, that if you got a family, this could work, right?
Oh, no, absolutely. Especially with the median over there is like 675 to like 700 in San Diego. So they do exist over there too. I've seen several of them. I have a friend who has one, and I mean, they can stay rented and it would be an ideal situation.
Really would. Yeah, that's really cool. I think triplexes out there, almost 1.8 million and fourplexes are, gosh, they're over 2 million for the FHA loan. So there's plenty of room, plenty of wiggle room on the
room. Lots of options. We like options.
That's right. Lots of options. What else? What, any other pros you can think of? Just, you know, just to briefly talk about this.
Well, like you, we discussed, you know, building your real estate profile. I mean, you're going to have, if this is the route you want to take, everyone says invest in real estate, you know, you're going to be investing in your first time, you know, your home and that rental. And that's a great starting point, especially if you can get like a triplex or a, I mean, that's great. And we, you know, those investors have to come in with so much more, where you would only need to come in with that 3.5% being based off of that FHA. So
yeah, it's so cool. Yeah. I always share the story I shared with you. When I'm about 25 years ago, I did a loan for a gentleman who came in. He was a first time home buyer, single guy. He bought a triplex FHA as his first home. Fast forward 25 years, he owns like 12 houses now. Several of them are multifamilies, and he just did the old, he bought it, he lived in it for a year or two, and then he refinanced it into a conventional loan. And then he went and bought another multifamily with an FHA loan and rented out.
So,
you know,
smart.
Yeah. Like, and he rented out the other one, and he just over time just built up this crazy portfolio. He's got like, I don't know, three or four of them are all paid off, in fact. So he doesn't have to work anymore or anything. He just manages his properties and, you know, does his thing. So, I mean, you're right. You could, it's a stepping stone into building a real estate portfolio. If that's your, you know, if that's your jam, right? If that's, or you think that's going to be your jam. Yeah.
Awesome. I mean, like, even if you have like children, you know, and you buy these duplexes and you live in them for a while, and then like later on your kids can rent them out from you. You know what I mean? It's just
the tough part on that's when it's time to collect and they don't pay. It's like, God.
That is true.
I guess that leads to the cons. What are the cons of buying a duplex or triplex or fourplex as your first home on an FHA?
Landlord? You have to collect, you know, you have to make sure you get that rental payment in. I mean, that's a biggie.
Yeah,
definitely. I would say that would be one.
And on that line too, collecting and getting the rental payments and all that stuff, you know, there's laws and stuff for renters that you have to make sure you understand, and you know what their rights are and what your rights are as a landlord. And, you know, not everybody's just going to be a complete walk in the park when you rent out some of these units. They might look great, and then all of a sudden, 2 months in, they just stop making their payment for whatever reason it may be, but then you have to deal with it, right?
Well, so they're like right next door to them, so it's not like you can it's a little
it's tough. Not like they can hide from you.
Yeah, I so that could definitely be a con, you know, if you're not educated in the process. You definitely, you know, the more you know, the better off you'll be, for sure.
Right, exactly. Yeah, for sure. What else on the con side?
Not only do you have to like maintain your own property, you're going to have to maintain your tenant's property.
Oh, right.
So you're going to have not just your maintenance. If something breaks on their end, you're going to have to make sure that gets fixed too.
Right.
Yeah. So definitely have to budget and know how to, you know, have some connections with maintenance people, home warranty. Make sure you got that attached.
Yeah. Good one.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that would definitely be another con. So
Yeah. You don't know, like, when you get somebody in there, you just don't know how well they take care of things. You know what I mean? Like, you know, they could, who knows what they're shoving down that garbage disposal. You know, you don't know.
Yeah. Like you said, there, no one takes care of their home like it's their home, you know?
Right. Yeah.
You get one of those tenants. Oh my gosh. You're so lucky.
Yeah. Yeah. They happen. I've been in those situations where we've had a phenomenal tenants just like love the place and take care of it. But you're right. It's not always the case. Sometimes people, they don't really, you know, like they don't treat it as if it's their own. So you got to take care of that maintenance. You're right. That is a con.
You have to be a good landlord too. You know, you don't want to be a slumlord. I mean, you're
right.
Have to, like, it's that two-way street. So
right. And then what else? Anything else? We can wrap this thing up.
Resell. It's not going to sell as fast as a single family home.
That's true too. Yeah. If I wanted to sell it, could take longer.
It could take longer, yeah. Although, you know, you never know. There's people get this idea they might be on the same track that, you know, you were
right.
on.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But it's a different buyer. You know, it's not your typical just I want to buy a house to live in a buyer. It's either someone who's going, yeah, I want to step into the multifamily world for the first time, or it's an investor who that's what they do, and you know, they want to buy the property. So, well, I think those are good pros and good cons. But I would say overall, I mean, this is my, I'll give my opinion, then you give yours.
Okay.
I would say it's worth the consideration.
100%.
It's worth the consideration. It's something to look at, especially if you really want to, if you want to look at building some sort of real estate portfolio going forward. Give me an example. Like if, I think we were talking in the green room before we started, you said there's a particular duplex or something where like one half of it you could rent for nearly $3,000 or something like that. Is that the case?
Yeah, it's in San Benito County, and he gets like $3,000 or $3,200 a month on just the one unit downstairs. It's a duplex, but they're on top of each other.
Oh, okay.
And it's an older home, and it's only valued at, I'm going to say about $950.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you fall into the loan limits. You're way under by like $500,000.
Yeah.
And I mean, just that alone, it's huge. I mean, that's a great way to subsidize that income. You
it
know?
Really is.
Mortgage payment. You have someone paying half of your mortgage payment pretty much.
That.
Yeah. You know, we're falling. No, I think, honestly, I think it's a great option. Definitely something that I'm going to push a little bit more, you know, after we've had this conversation. It's a great option for a lot of buyers out there, especially our younger buyers, you know, that are all about, you know, starting and making, you know, some moves. You know, everyone's kind of got that in their head right now, I think.
Yeah. It's so, if you have any inclination of looking at your first home as not only just a place to live, but also as an investment down the road, considering multi-units is something to take a look at.
I wish I would have known it 25 years ago.
Right? I know. My guy, golly, he just kills it. Yeah, he's killing it. So
it's a great idea. It's a great concept and definitely should be considered 100%.
All right. Well, if somebody does want to consider this, Des, how do they get a hold of you? What's the best way to reach you?
Just give me a call, 209-587-2259. I'm always available.
All right. 209-587-2259.
Yes, sir. And they can follow me on my socials too. I'm on Instagram. It's like Desiree Solis_realtor.
There you go.
Yeah. Always got little helpful tips on there too. So
yeah. Yeah. You're awesome. You're awesome real estate agent out there in the Central Valley. The best. Numero uno, I would say. So,
well, I mean, look at, I get to work with amazing people. So, I mean, thank you, Frank.
You got it. All right, guys, we'll get out of here. Thanks for joining us on the Buy and Sell Real Estate Podcast, California Central Valley, with myself, Frank Gray, and my co-host, Desiree Solis. Don't forget, give her a call, 209-587-2259, and she can help you out with anything. But if this triggered your thoughts, like maybe I should look at that, give her a call right away.
Yes, definitely. Have a great day.
All right, you too, Des. And for the rest of you, you have a great day as well, and catch us here next time. We'll see you. Bye-bye.